That is the letter which I have just received, Mr. Holmes, and my mind is made up that I will accept it. I thought, however, that before taking the final step, I should like to submit the whole matter to your consideration.
Well, Miss Hunter, if your mind is made up,
that settles the question, said Holmes, smiling. But you would not advise me to refuse.
I confess that it is not the situation which I should like to see a sister of mine apply for.
What is the meaning of it all, Mr. Holmes?
Ah, I have no data. I cannot tell. Perhaps you have yourself formed some opinion.
Well, there seems to me to be only one possible solution. Mr. Rucastle seemed to be a very kind, good-natured man. Is it not possible that his wife is a lunatic, that he desires to keep the matter quiet for fear she should be taken to an asylum, and that he humours her fancies in every way in order to prevent an outbreak?
That is a possible solution. In fact, as matters stand, it is the most probable one. But in any case, it does not seem to be a nice household for a young lady.
But the money, Mr. Holmes, the money.
Well, yes, of course, the pay is good. Too good. That is what makes me uneasy. Why should they give you £120 a year when they could have their pick for £40? There must be some strong reason behind.
I thought that if I told you the circumstances, you would understand afterwards if I wanted your help. I should feel so much stronger if I felt that you were at the back of me.